and Gatos, the All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day. Number five.
How many teacher positions are vacant?
Are you ready for the percentage? 21%.
Okay, that's a large number, right?
That's an enormous number. So, would you believe that that's actually an improvement from last year?
How?
25% vacancies in 2018. This year, 2019, 21%.
So by this rate, in about, 10 years, we'll be down to zero.
The association's annual survey of more than half of school districts and charter schools in Arizona shows the percentage of teacher positions that remain vacant is at 21%, a slight improvement from last year.
Okay, so I got to tell you, we look back at what happened with Arizona teachers and Red for Ed and the brave move to walk off the job. It forced Governor Doug Ducey's hand. He came through. This is a step in the right direction. I think what we're seeing is slowly we're getting better. Slowly, teachers have made an extra 10%, then an extra 5%. Next year, an extra 5%. Slowly, we're going from, we've got 25% vacancies in the classroom to 21%. You got to start somewhere. I wish it would happen quicker, but it's not. But things are improving, even though it's slow.
Yeah.
It's a big number.
I'm kind of torn that, okay, it's good that it's lower, but we're still over 20%. I mean, that's just not acceptable.
Mac and Gatos, the number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Penzone's phone blew up.
My phone blew up for a couple of days from folks who wanted to communicate with me, mostly in support. And I'll tell you, and I'd love to get onto some issues that are more important to our listeners, but I'll close it with this. My phone blew up from every walk of the political spectrum. Okay, there were conservative Republicans, there were independents, and there were Democrats who all reached out and said, no, this ain't happening. We're here to support you.
All right, Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone yesterday telling us his phone blew up when Arpaio announced that he was going to run for sheriff. It probably did blow up for a couple days.
As support, though. I mean, I thought that was interesting. He got a lot of support from a bunch of different groups. He didn't have to go to the bars. He didn't have to go to the streets. He got support coming through his own phone.
Well, yeah, and I would expect that. I mean,
do you?
Yeah, because this isn't a real... Listen, Arpaio is not a real candidate. Arpaio is a joke. Arpaio did a good job for a long time here in Arizona, and unfortunately, he flushed himself down the toilet and became a laughingstock. It didn't have to be that way.
The guy
was doing a good job for a long time here.
I'm surprised, A, that Penzone even acknowledged the announcement, I'm surprised that what Penzone says is, I've got my record to stand on.
Right.
I don't have to campaign because I've got the job now. I don't have to campaign like I did before. So that was interesting.
Number three.
Phoenix police problems are real.
That's what the community says. Phoenix police met with members of the community during an ad hoc committee meeting of community leaders tasked by Mayor Kate Gallego. And many people said there is a police brutality problem. It is not just a blown up media story. We see it in our neighborhoods.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about it.
Is it an agenda?
I think that,
or is it real?
I think there's more of an agenda going on. I think that you're always going to have a situation with a cop here or there. And I think where this all stems from is what happened last year with all the police officer involved shootings. But, you know, if you want to just read the headline and you don't want to invest, another 20 minutes in reading the story or going through it, you just see, there are a bunch of Phoenix cops shooting people. And this is not the case.
There's one person, a Maryvale-based advocacy group said, if it was just about a few or not a departmental issue, then we wouldn't be here. But this is beyond perception. We're here because the department has problems systemically.
Is
it that you don't like the way the Phoenix PD does their job? Or are they doing their job effectively and you don't like it? There's a big difference.
Well, wouldn't you think that they would like it if they're doing their job effectively? And I think the police are doing their job effectively.
Not if they have people that they, my boy didn't do anything wrong. How dare you take him to jail kind of thing.
Mac and Gatos, the number two local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Arizonans love Goodyear.
All right, so Money Magazine ranked Goodyear, Arizona, 22nd in their annual list of the 50 best American cities to live in. Unfortunately, Gatos' Black Canyon City didn't make the list.
I love Black Canyon City.
It's the only Arizona city to make the list, and the mayor of Goodyear said maintaining a high quality of life for our residents is important, and it's certainly an honor to receive this recognition. But why?
I've just Googled best things to do in Goodyear. They've got Goodyear Community Park.
Okay.
They've got the Estrella Tower, Star Tower.
All right.
Very pretty.
This says jobs were the big winner and the ballpark. Oh. Spring training fields.
Number four, Goodyear Ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting venue for events. You can come see the Cleveland Indians and the Cincinnati Reds baseball. Over Halloween, the ballpark is taken over by costumed children at fairground rides at the Fall Festival. I got to get to Goodyear more. Ooh, they have the Arizona Challenger.
Have you ever been to Goodyear?
Sure.
Where?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Middle of Goodyear.
The middle of Goodyear.
Of it, yeah.
Okay. What streets? What are the cross streets?
Arizona Challenger Space Center.
Middle.
They have the Bible Museum. I didn't know they had a Bible Museum out in Goodyear.
It's an old lady's extra room that she used to rent out for an Airbnb, and she just has a bunch of Gideon Bibles laying around.
Ooh, they have Western Adventures. Oh, I can't ride a horse. Horse killed Superman.
Mac and Gatos. Mac and Gatos. The number one show presents the number one local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Mountain Point Turncoat is a rat.
That's awesome.
That's what one person said. Former Mountain Point head coach recommended Justin Hager for coaching jobs before he knew of the leaks. And now, of course, well, I mean, it's obvious people are not going to like this guy, right? It's no surprise they're calling him a rat.
What does he have to say about his former assistant? Well, he calls him a rat. Those are the former Mountain Point head coach's Norris Vaughn's exact words when it comes to that former assistant coach.
Okay, so we're talking Mountain Point football. The former head coach was Norris Vaughn. The assistant coach was this rat, Hager, right? So Vaughn now calls Hager a rat. I think that's a perfect name. I think he's a rat. I think the guy's despicable. I think he got children hurt. I want you to hear this. Listen to this. Vaughn, the former assistant, he said, and I quote, "At one point we had a tailback, a center, and a quarterback get injured. We felt like that injury information got out. We felt like on defense they knew what the coverages were." So I think maybe right now we're hearing...
Yeah, they had a suspicion.
That not only was there a suspicion, yeah, but now we're seeing that maybe a few kids did get hurt because the other team had the plays. Oh, I want to throttle this former
coach.
Well,
what he's saying is we had a tailback, a center, and a quarterback get injured, and they knew it. Like, the injury report got out, and then on defense, they knew what the coverage was.
Oh.
Coverages we were in.
Oh, I saw it a different way. Okay,
yeah,
I'm
so
glad
you
explained
the
that.
The injuries could have happened, though. We don't know.
Okay.
Maybe those kids did get injured before, but this is not good. He's a rat.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire. It's a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. No mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.